رسول الله رسول الله رسول الله رسول الله.
Aqaba affair and designed to kill the Holy Prophet.
آقا به چه دلیل به صحابی بزرگوار توهین می کنید؟ چرا می گویید اصحاب مرتکب افعال زشت می شده اند؟ در حالی که رسول خدا فرمود به درستی که اصحاب من مانند ستارگانند، به هر یک از آنها اقتدا کنید هدایت می شوید.
بر اساس این حدیث اگر دو دسته از صحابه با یکدیگر جنگ.
سید سلطان الوائدین الشیرازی، I am surprised to hear you say that the Prophet's companions committed misdeeds. The Prophet declared each of them the guide and leader of the community. He said in a well-known hadith, "Verily my companions are like stars. If you follow any of them, you will be guided." Your faith is distinctly unconventional, and we do not accept unconventional faith.
Those who were blessed with the honor of seeing the Holy Prophet or who had narrated hadith from him are called Sahaba and Ashab, companions, whether they were emigres, muhajir from Mecca, or those who helped them, Ansars in Medina, or others. The greatest misunderstanding among you is that, on account of your goodwill towards the companions, you consider all of them free from all faults, although the fact is otherwise. Among the companions of the Holy Prophet, there were both good and bad people, of whom Allah and His Holy Prophet were fully aware. This can well be proved by the chapter Munafiqeen, Hypocrites, and verses of some other chapters like Tawbah, also known as Al-Bara'ah, the Immunity, and Ahzab, the Clans, which were revealed in condemnation of companions who were hypocrites and sinners. Your own prominent ulama have recorded some of the companions' faults and misdeeds in their authentic books. Hisham ibn Muhammad Sa'ib Kalbi, one of the illustrious ulama of your own sect, has compiled a book on the faults and defects of the Sahaba. Is it not a fact that in the affair of Aqaba there were companions who appeared to be faithful but were determined to kill the Holy Prophet?
Some ulama consider the Aqaba affair the invention of the Shias.
It is unkind of you to rely on the beliefs of some who have the mentality of the Kharijis and Nasibis. This affair is so clearly known to all that your own ulama have acknowledged it. Please refer to Dalail al-Nabuwa, compiled by Hafiz ibn Abu Bakr Ahmad ibn Hussein Bayhaqi Shafi'i, who is one of your eminent scholars and jurists. He has recorded the story of Batn Aqaba with an authentic chain of narrators, and also Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, towards the end of volume 5 of his Musnad, reports from Abu Tufail, and Ibn Abil Hadid writes in his Sharh Natural Balagha, and it is known to all the ulama that the Holy Prophet, on that night, cursed a group of the companions.
Muhammad, ya Muhammad, ya Muhammad, Muhammad, ya Muhammad, ya Muhammad.
What was the matter, and who were those who wanted to kill the Holy Prophet?
The great ulama of both sects have written that on Muhammad's way back from the Tabuk expedition, 14 hypocrites conspired to kill him. The plan was to push him from his camel into a precipice as he rode by night over Al-Aqaba, a narrow passage through which only one man could pass. When they tried to execute their design, the angel Gabriel informed the Holy Prophet of it. The Holy Prophet sent Hulaifa Nakhai to hide behind a hill. When the conspirators arrived and talked together, he recognized them all. Of them, 7 belonged to the Umayyads. Hulaifa came to the Holy Prophet and named all of them. The Holy Prophet ordered him to keep the plot secret and said that Allah was their guard. In the early part of the night, the Holy Prophet began the journey, followed by his army. Amr Yasir led the camel from the front and Hulaifa drove it from behind. When they reached the narrow passage, the hypocrites threw their leather bags full of sand or their oil cans before the camel, making a huge noise, hoping that the frightened animal would throw the Holy Prophet down the steep cliff. But Allah Almighty protected him, and the conspirators fled away in the crowd. Were these people not included among the companions? Is it true that to follow them means the path of guidance? When we talk of the companions of the Holy Prophet of Allah, why should we shut our eyes to their faults?
First, the revered companions of the Prophet of Allah were never hostile to each other. And even if one opposed the other, we should assess the facts properly. The one who is purer and whose statement is more logical should be followed.
If, according to your statement, we made careful inquiries and found one of them pure and on the right side, then the opposite group of the Ashab must be impure and on the wrong side. Then this hadith basically loses credence because it is impossible that disagreeing companions can both be sources of guidance. If this hadith is genuine, why do you raise objection against the Shias because they followed a group of the companions like Salman, Abu Dhar, Miqdad, Ammar Yasir, Abu Ayyub Ansari, Hudhayfa, and Khuzaima Dhu Shahadatain, etc., to whom I have referred in past nights? These men certainly did not pledge fealty to Abu Bakr. Therefore, of the companions who opposed each other, who was on the right side? Decidedly, one was on the wrong side, though the hadith you have quoted tells us that we may follow any of the companions and be guided. Was Sa'd ibn Ubaidah not one of the companions who did not pay allegiance to Abu Bakr and Umar? All the Shia and Sunni historians unanimously hold that he went to Syria and lived there until, in the middle of the caliphate of Umar, he was murdered. So following him and opposing Abu Bakr and Umar, according to this hadith, is the path of guidance.
(laughs)